the tango. It's a beautiful desperation that can pull two strangers together to dance out their dreams and desires, to be great lovers and heroes, if only for a moment. The music is a rainbow of color, the dance floor an immense canvas upon which the couple traces out figures of elegance and alienation. From Helsinki to Tokyo, from Montreal to Munich, dancers and romantics everywhere submit to the tango's subtle demands. The tango's rules were struck in the barrios of Buenos Aires and enshrined on the opulent dance floors of Paris. Today, the tango continues to latch onto our imaginations, luring us toward another dimension of the human spirit. Hello, my name is Guadalupe Jolicoeur, welcoming you to the second episode of This is the Tango. Today, El Ensayo del Tango, the tango lesson.
Okay, we count it. 5, 6, 7. Okay, who are we gonna be? Okay, we have two volunteers here. Okay.
Five, six, seven, eight, and one, two, three, four, five.
One ocho, and place the foot, and turn around resolution. Good.
Si la comunicación, the communication superior is good.
If the dialogue in the upper body is good.
These are the voices and sounds of people learning the tango at the Purple Onion in Vancouver, British Columbia. Every Sunday evening, this unlikely venue gives up its techno beats and laser light shows for the subtle cry of the bandoneon. Like a Buenos Aires fog, the music rolls into the corners of the darkened room where dance partners shed the routines of ordinary life to take up the tango once again. This evening, a visitor from the Rio de la Plata has joined the tango proceedings. Maria Elena Pavón is a small 50-something woman whose appearance might remind you of your favorite aunt until she steps onto la pista, the dance floor. La pista is her world. It is her classroom, her universe. Here, the profesora knows all the rules.
El hombre necesita para comenzar a bailar la estimulación de la música y el sentimiento que le produce esa mujer, su perfume o lo que él sabe que ella siente por el tango. Nadie empieza a bailar inmediatamente que toma a la mujer en sus brazos.
To begin the dance, the man needs the stimulation of the music and the emotions that a woman may stir in him. It may be her perfume or what he knows she feels for the tango. No man begins to dance immediately after taking the woman into his arms.
Tanto el hombre como la mujer flexionan sus rodillas para estar dispuestos a hacer cualquier momento, en cualquier dirección y rápidamente un movimiento.
The man and the woman must both flex their knees to be ready to make any move in any direction as rapidly as possible.
En el tango, uno más uno es igual a uno. Es una común unión. Comunión de cuerpos y almas.
In the tango, one plus one is equal to one. It is a common union, a communion of bodies and souls.
Thank you.
The recording of Carlos Di Sarli's orchestra playing La Comparsita comes to an abrupt halt, and the dance lesson ends. As the lights come up, dance partners reach for their overcoats and bundle up for the real world. Light chatter begins to fill the room. The sermon has now ended, but the congregation mingles for a while. They stretch out their farewells, South American style, and reluctantly put the tango away for another week. For them, the tango is an escape into a world of intimacy and exotic gesture. For others, the tango is a way of life where the dancing never stops. Decades ago, the tanguero was the original tango fanatic. A lonely creature lurking at the margins of society, he had two obsessions, the music and the dance. Of course, his perpetual goal was to get a woman's attention, and if he was a good enough dancer, he often got his wish. The tanguero's traditional haunt was La Boca, the gaudy waterfront barrio of Buenos Aires that gave birth to the tango. He lived in decrepit conventillos, the crowded tenements inhabited by immigrants and laborers. The tanguero rarely missed an opportunity to leave his oppressive digs and lose himself in the dance. His crepuscular ritual was the same every night. He faces up to the mirror. The tanguero does a quick inspection before leaving for the cabaret. Tonight it's the brown suit. There are only two suits. The other is black. The silk handkerchief looks almost out of place in the worn breast pocket, and the heavy cufflinks anchor his starched white sleeves. The tanguero reaches for a cigarette. Good. Todo está en orden. The tanguero cocks his hat on his slicked back hair. He pauses, then turns to the door. At the dance hall, he finds his place at a small table in a dim corner. With an arch of an eyebrow, he acknowledges the bartender, and the ginebra is sent his way. Now he must wait. He will feel it when it's right. The woman, the mood, the music.
Recordar esas horas vividas del ayer. Recordar lo que ya nunca más ha de volver. Corazón, yo sé bien que puedes olvidar, yo sé bien que esa pena que tenés es porque recordás. El viento silba su canción de tedio por las soledades, y en el silencio vago entre las sombras junto a mí pesaré, porque el recuerdo que atormenta mi alma siempre me persigue, y muy bajito me dice llorando que nunca lo olvide. Este dolor y feliz reiré a la vida y al amor, pero tú, corazón que no puedes olvidar, volverás con aquel lejano ayer a hacerme en el silencio vago entre las sombras junto a mí pesaré, porque el recuerdo que atormenta mi alma siempre me persigue. Y muy bajito me dice llorando que nunca lo olvide, que no lo olvide.
Mientras la luna serena baña con su luz de plata como un sol con su luna, se oye cantar su canción, la canción dulce y sentida que todo el barrio escuchaba cuando el silencio reinaba en el viejo caserón. Cuentan que fue la piba de arrabal, la flor del barrio, aquel que amaba un pasador. Solo para ella cantó el amor al pie del ventanal, pero otro amor por aquella mujer nació en el corazón del tabla más mental que un farol en velo frío vio bajo su débil luz morir los dos.
Duelo criollo, The Knife Duel, and before that, Cuando silba el viento, When the Wind Howls. Mario Pomar sang Duelo Criollo, and Mercedes Simones sang Cuando silba el viento. The last two songs were very much in keeping with the dark and brooding tango that evolved in the barrios of Buenos Aires and Montevideo. But during the Golden Age, roughly the 1920s to the 1940s, the music took on a more lighthearted feel. Argentina's volatile economy, largely surging at this time, made life better for many, including the tanguero. After earning considerable respect in Paris, the tango left the dark and discreet boliches of Buenos Aires and came out into the light of day. Everywhere you went in those days, whether it was a café, a cabaret, a theater, or a social club, you were bound to hear the tango. Even the most modest cinema employed a tango pianist, if not a full sextet, to accompany silent films. And tango enthusiasts returned to the same movie house just to hear their favorite ensemble. The nightclubs were jammed with dancers eager to hear their favorite bands, who were often booked a year in advance. The ensembles of Juan D'Arienzo, Carlos Di Sarli, Aníbal Troilo and Francisco Canaro were just some of the great talents of the Golden Age. Imagine the Nacional Café, the cathedral of tango, in Buenos Aires on Corrientes, the street that never sleeps. Couples are turned out in their smartest attire. The woman, her hair tied back, wears a beautiful dress, slit up the side to allow her to move freely and surrender to every nuance in the music. The man, equally elegant, can hardly hide his excitement. They embrace, lingering in position zero, la pausa, that split second that prepares them for the dance.
Sacale viruta al piso hasta romper los zapatos.
The band is Francisco Canaro's Quinteto Pirincho. The music, Arrabalera, the dance of the Arrabal.
Sacale el hilo a esa chaucha, si es que tenés buenas uñas.
San Telmo y vengo por estos barrios para dejar un verso para las madres y mozas de mi ciudad. Yo soy un cantor sincero, sencillo y sentimental. Trabajo como el hornero y canto como el zorzal. Siempre supe respetar al que habló y trató conmigo. En San Telmo me conocen por cantor y buen amigo. Y hay que calmar el dolor del que vive padeciendo. Soy primero en la ocasión para aliviar su corazón.
Thank you.
We just heard Taquito Militar, played by Francini and Pontier's Orquesta Típica. Before that, Yo Soy de San Telmo, played by Carlos Di Sarli's orchestra with Roberto Rufino singing. The set started with Francisco Canaro's Quinteto Pirincho performing Arrabalera, the dance of the Arrabal. My name is Guadalupe Jolicourt, your host for This is the Tango on CBC Stereo and CBC Radio. In this program, we're celebrating the golden age of tango, the music that made everybody dance. If there is a lesson to be learned about the tango, it's that once initiated, you can never turn back. The tango, that virus from the bordello, demands complete abandon. The man and woman must surrender themselves to the fragile negotiation of power and sensuality. The provocative nature of tango has inspired many writers to contemplate its metaphysical dimension. American author Waldo Frank described the tango as if it existed in a realm beyond the bodies of the dancers. The world is a solid element that swirls, rises, falls. The world is the music, and the dancers are a continuous substance within it. Within the chaste contours of the tango figures rages the desire of sex. The bodies do not touch, yet they are joined. The current is so intense within the man and the woman that it leaps in the air and copulates them. This blue current of sex is also in contact with the music that is the substance of life itself. After all, the pampa and altar and forest are all within it.
embargo, que el amor que viste ausencia, que el amor que viste ausencia, hizo polvo de querencia que llevó el camino largo, en el pesado letargo de mi soledad muerta, tus labios aroma incierta, de tristes evocaciones, y es sangre que a borbotones pierdo de una herida abierta. Vertiente de agua mansa que va regando el potrero, que va regando el potrero, tu calor es soldero y tu verde desesperanza, tu puñal revenga y lanza, blandiendo en puño de gloria, gota amarga la memoria del que perdió su querencia, y es tan sencilla una ausencia como el flete de mi historia. Blandiendo un puño de gloria, gota amarga la memoria del que perdió su querencia, y está vencida una ausencia como el de mi historia.
Me levanto de apolillar, mal dormido, y a veces hasta me olvido de morfar. Por la carrera, mi pecho lo siembro plante, mi correspondiente avance, y me pillo un automóvil para llegar bien temprano. Carrera, guitarra, gozo, piñera, mi cabaret es el berretín más grande que mi oliva tendré. Y aunque pa' jugar me ven todavía rumbeado, soy una fiera, con toda mi gran percusa, siempre salgo en la palmera. El sábado por la noche compro la crítica quinta, y si me piache la pinta el pronóstico que da, luego la sociedad la ligue, o el que lo corre es canesa, pero viene el examen y se la da en la sabeta. Cuando alguno me da un dato, es casi un caso clavao, que si no larga parao en la largada, o si co, o si no es una rodada, o porque se abrió en el codo y nadie mancha que baja de salida muerto en todo. Pero cuando tengo el paco, eso es con poca frecuencia, sin tanta grupo ni ciencia, que eso es programa y ya está, que paga tres batalaces pero afana, y no hay reclamo, no hay que hacerle cuenta papa. Y hasta querido me lo dijo Leguizamo.
Now that fellow clearly thought a lot of himself. The song was called Soy una fiera, which roughly translates as I'm really hot stuff. If you speak Spanish and you still found those words hard to understand, it's because a lot of them were in lunfardo, the street talk of the tanguero, a mix of Spanish, Italian, invented words, and who knows what else. Here's some more lunfardo. Sacar la chala means to get some money together, something the tanguero was always concerned with. Enchefun is the flip-flop of funche or funi, which all mean hat. There are many lunfardo words referring to women, as you might imagine. Grela, paica, mina, some of those you heard in Soy una fiera. Before Soy Una Fiera was Cimarrón de Ausencia, Roberto Arieta sang with Miguel Caló's band. And the set began with Aníbal Troilo's orchestra playing Quejas de Bandoneón, the cry of the bandoneón. Up until the Golden Age, tango was a meeting place for diverse cultures to express their longings and desires. With a growing middle class, the tango found acceptance with a wider audience. Its marginal, underworld roots became obscured by its immense popularity. The dark themes of the tango were abandoned for carefree rhythms and easy danceability. Once a social and musical bottom feeder, the tango marched its way up the evolutionary ladder, shunning bad gin for champagne and hors d'oeuvres. I think you'll be able to hear what I mean in this next piece. This is Pastora, a harmless little ditty about a forlorn shepherdess. You can even make out bird calls played on the violin.
Que ilumina y dora el sol. Si parece que el destino más lo alarga para mi dolor y ese verde suelo donde crece el cardo, lejos toca el cielo cerca de mi amor. Y de vez en cuando un nido para que lo envidie yo. Vida mía, lejos más te quiero, vida mía, piensa en mi regreso, sé que el oro no tendrá tus besos y es por eso que te quiero más, vida mía. Hasta apuro el aliento, acercando el momento de acariciar felicidad. Sos mi vida y quisiera llevarte a mi lado prendida y así ahogar mi soledad. Quisiera llevarte a mi lado prendida y así ahogar mi soledad. Me ha dejado enamorado, arrinconado y olvidado para siempre, sin una sola caricia que mi tristeza mitigue. Tu risa loca me persigue y me persigue mientras brilla tu responso bandoneo. ¿A quién le puede importar llevándole que he sido bueno? ¿Quién le puede importar el novelón del mal ajeno? Y ella que fue mi ilusión, no le importó mi abatimiento. ¿A quién le puede importar que abandone mi sufrimiento? Thank you.
three songs from the late golden age of the tango. The set began with Pastora, unusual in that two singers were featured together, Juan Martel and Carlos Dante. The slower, more romantic tango in the middle was Vida Mía, written in 1934 by Osvaldo Fresedo and his brother Emilio. The melody and lyrics were very dreamy, very French. Finally, A Quien Le Puede Importar, performed by Francisco Canaro's orchestra with Ernesto Fama singing. When this tango was recorded, the big bands held sway in North American dance halls and certainly influenced popular music making everywhere, including Argentina. Because Buenos Aires was so cosmopolitan, it meant that foreign cultures had a strong influence on its creative development. Argentina, and Buenos Aires in particular, wanted very much to play on the world stage. And because of the tango, the world did take notice. Argentina started as an outpost for scruffy immigrants trying to eke out a life in a huge, largely unsettled territory. That was the late 1800s. By the height of the Golden Age, however, the tango was not only Argentina's music, it was the world's. And the tango lost something because of it. All sorts of non-tango instruments infiltrated its ranks. Clarinets, trumpets, vibraphones. It seemed the larger the orchestra and the more glamorous the trappings, the more popular the tango became. But was it really better? I'm not so sure. Like a hot commodity on the stock market, the tango became swept away with its own momentum, forsaking its roots and forgetting its real value. And like any boom, there had to be a bust. The tango's demise was subtle. It lost favor day by day and step by step. By 1950, what was left was a shadow of its former self. La Última Copa, The Last Drink, has the sound of a final hurrah for the tango. It was clear that by this time, the party was just about over.
Parra y alegría, el dolor que hay en mi alma quiero ahogar. Es la última parra de mi vida, da en mi vida muchacho que se va. Mejor dicho, o se ha ido toda aquella que no supo mi amor nunca apreciar. Yo la quise muchacho, si la quiero, y jamás yo la podré olvidar. Yo me emborracho por ella y ella quién sabe qué hará. Echemos más champán que todo mi dolor bebiéndole de hogar. Y sin haber amigo díganle que ha sido por su amor que mi vida ya se fue. Brindemos nomás la última copa, que tal vez también ella me estará, ofreciendo en algún brindis su boca, y otra boca feliz la besará. Es la última barra de mi vida, de mi vida, muchacho que se va. Mejor dicho, se ha ido tras de aquella que no supo mi amor nunca apreciar. Yo la quise, muchacho, si la quiero, y jamás yo la podré olvidar. Yo me emborracho por ella, y ella, quién sabe qué hará. Eche en pozo más champán que todo mi dolor, bebiendo desde ahogar. Y si la ven, amigo, díganme que ha sido por su amor que en mi vida ya se fue.
Juan Godoy sang La Última Copa, The Last Drink. The tango had a big hangover to deal with, but its resilient spirit would help it reach its next evolutionary phase, its next revolutionary phase. In the shadow of the glitzy mainstream tango that had captured the world's attention, a new tango was slowly emerging and reinventing itself. Enrique Discepolo, Aníbal Troilo, and Astor Piazzolla, the great visionaries of the modern tango, we're waiting for their moments. Next week, the final part of This is the Tango, El Nuevo Tango, the tango as we know it today. This is the Tango is on the World Wide Web at www.radio.cbc.ca. Then click on Random Sampling. There you'll find some information on the music we've played and how to reach us. I'm Guadalupe Jolicoeur. I hope you can join me next time.